With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now to give us the inside access as to what he thinks Yannick Ngakoue's trade value is, it's Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com. And Pete, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Lock of four is wrong again, as usual.
You should feel honored, Pete. This is the first time we've had a necessary roughness argument that was not me against Ken. You're the first guy from outside the inner circle allowed in. What did you think of that play? And I think that's were you not chuckling? Were you listening, or were you just not even paying attention?
I wasn't paying attention.
I should have known. Stupid question.
I was looking at other stuff. But look, all the arguments we've ever had, you and Ken have nothing on me.
I know. Me and Ken have a ways to go to catch up to the ridiculous stuff you and I have argued about over the years. So you've had some time now, Pete, to reflect back upon your tweet when you said that the Jags should hold out for 2 1s for Ngakoue. Are you ready to just take the L and concede that that was crazy talk, or are you still of that mindset?
That's not what I said that they should do. I'm saying that's what they're going to do. Unless they get a top 10 pick and something else, they're not going to give him up for anything less than 2 1s. And nor should they. Why would you?
Come on!
If the Giants offered me 4 and a second, I'd take that.
Sure, but that's not happening. On what planet? That might happen on planet Pete, but not here.
So why would you trade him?
Addition by subtraction. He's never going. You're talking about Ramsey 2.0. He's seen the roadmap to getting out. He'll embarrass the owner on national TV again. He'll pull the chute. Why go down that road, right?
So for $18 million, he's going to embarrass the owner. Is that worth $18 million?
How much?
$4 million in his career. $4 million. He's going to turn down 18 on the franchise tag.
I believe so. He'll call their bluff.
You know better than that. And you said the team has no leverage. They have all the leverage. All of it.
How?
And here's the other thing. I hear the owner doesn't want to trade him no matter what because it's a bad look for the organization. These guys complain and then you get traded.
I hear that too.
I'm telling you, unless they get knocked,
Pete,
get their socks knocked off on some deal, which, by the way, isn't happening. There's not a lot out there for those pass rushers. We saw that. Look at Clowney. He's floundering looking for money. He was initially asking for 22. This
You're
kid turned down
point.
18 and a half last year.
That's why I take the 2 and the 3 or whatever like Clowney a year ago and call it a win. He's never going to be there long term. The owner was the same one who came out on national television and said, I'm not going to trade Ramsey. And me and everybody else in the league are like, yeah, you are, because this dude's going to get you to a point where you have to.
If somebody
and he
comes
did.
Up with that trade, you're going to trade him.
I can
promise you the owner didn't want to trade him until they came up with something like that. If somebody comes up with 2 1s, the owner will trade Yannick Ngakoue, I guarantee.
That's not happening here. But he also said he wasn't trading Foles, and he traded him. And then they were saying at the combine, we're not going to trade Ngakoue. And then they sent out the APB to see what they could get for Ngakoue, and now they don't like that.
That's
what it is.
The agent's putting all that out there. There's nobody's interested.
The Eagles are interested, but it'd have to be at their price because they now have to pay the player what you don't want to pay the player. By you, I mean the Jags, the other team.
Jason, so let's play it forward. Let's spin it forward.
Okay.
They don't trade him. He's not gonna play?
He eventually signs the tag, and then it's an ugly situation like Ramsey and like Clowney last year, and they end up trading him by the deadline for less than they could have got had they just marketed him at the combine.
He's not gonna be Ramsey. Ramsey was a problem in the locker room, and Ngakoue's a good kid. He's gonna go out there and play hard and work hard. He won't be a problem.
The message he's sending on social media is not exactly like he's ready to be a team player for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
He's just trying to get him to, look, I'll be honest with you. Coughlin was the one that balked at paying him more than what they wanted to pay him last year, what he wanted last year. They weren't paying him. He asked for 21. You know that. And he ain't getting that.
No, and he's not getting that now either from anybody.
Okay, but does the Fowler contract impact what he's going to get?
I still think this kid somewhere else could get his 18 a year long term.
They're willing to give him 18. They offer.
He doesn't want to be there. He wants to go to a good organization. He doesn't like the Jacksonville Jaguars. He doesn't think there's a road to winning in Jacksonville. And just like Ramsey, he thinks he'll be a much bigger national figure in a different market than Jacksonville. And Ramsey showed him the blueprint out.
That worked out well for Ramsey.
Got the Rams by the you-know-what right now. He's going to get his money. He'll be fine.
Well, he's going to get his money. He was going to get his money in Jacksonville, but I'm talking about...
He didn't want to be there.
He's playing for a good team at the Rams. The Rams are falling apart right in front of our eye.
I'm not vouching for the Rams.
I'm sitting here eating popcorn, listening to this, and it's Inside Access with Jason Longenfour and Ken Wyman, and we're talking to Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com. I have to lean, and I hate to say this, so far I'm leaning Pete here. He's bringing it pretty well.
The best case under Pete's argument, the best case scenario is he plays out the franchise tag and they get a 2022 third round comp for him. Take your 2 and your 4 right now and move on. You're going to stink next year with Clowney.
Or he goes out and he has 20 sacks and they tag him again and they get 2 years.
And then they can go 4-12 with him again and that's fine and give him more money and have him be unhappy and still not want to sign a long-term deal and then he'll get his money.
They don't have any leverage. They have all the leverage. Your tweet back at me was they have no leverage. All the leverage.
To get 2 ones, they have no leverage to get anywhere close to 2 ones.
To try and get whatever they can for him if they indeed are going to trade him.
They need to be reasonable about it. Pete, the Jacksonville Jaguars ever sniff the playoffs with Yannick Ngakoue on the roster? Back-to-back franchise deals.
If he comes back and they transition to a 3-4, which I think they're doing, and they're going to stick him up next to Josh Allen, that's a great duo of young pass rushers. You don't give up on that.
They had a really good defense there last year, too. And the year before.
They couldn't stop the run. They were one of the worst.
And he didn't want the money. He's been put in a position to succeed. He has succeeded. He's won. He wants his money. He doesn't want it there. The tide is turning, bro.
Fowler had more sacks. Jason, Dante Fowler had more sacks and got, what, 15, 16 million from the Falcons?
Which was ridiculous.
This kid turned down 18 and a half. What do you think he's getting now? Who's paying him that?
He could get 18 somewhere else with 2.5 years guaranteed, I believe, if they were willing to make a smart football trade and just unload him for a late 2 and a 3 from a good team.
Hey, if the Giants want to give him that 4, they'll be glad. I think they'll gladly dump him for that 4th
pick for him. Hey, I'd like to trade my attic that I'm broadcasting from for Tom Brady's new mansion in Tampa. I think he's going to turn me down.
It's Jeter's mansion that he's
renting.
But you know what though? If a storm came in, you're stuck with your attic. You're going to play in your attic, aren't you? Just like he's going to play for the Jaguars. You're stuck. They'll never get value for him.
Pete, how did we get here? It seemed like a minute ago they were halfway from the Super Bowl. And now they on paper don't look like they are a very good football team. How did we get here?
Well, first off, the getting halfway from the Super Bowl actually was 10 minutes away from the Super Bowl. They had a 10-point lead. They choked. They weren't very good. They were one of those figments of your imagination teams, much like the Titans were a year ago. You play good defense. You run the ball. Ball bounces your way. You don't turn it over as much. You get a ton of turnovers. And then you look up and you're in the championship game and you're beating the Patriots. By 10 in the fourth quarter. It's not sustainable. That was one problem. The other problem was the quarterback situation was a mess. The second problem was the inmates, they went crazy in there. The guys went nuts in there. I'm not going to say inmates, but I'm saying the players went crazy in there. The discipline was gone. They started acting crazy. They guys were fighting each other. Yeah. And by the way, Jan isn't one of those guys that is a problem. He never was. And, I mean, he's got his fair share of getting into it with players. I mean, there was a story about him and Dante Fowler getting into a fight. But his problem was he worked his butt off and he got tired of guys who didn't. So he's not a problem. He will be fine. I think in the end, I think when you look at these guys, they crave and want discipline. And for a team that was led by Tom Coughlin as the vice president, they had none.
You go way back with Tom. I mean, for people who don't know, Pete covered the original Jags teams when Coughlin was putting it together, and he left Jacksonville on a pedestal. How does it resonate now? Like, this was such a disaster. Does it take a little bit of the bloom off the rose of what he did, or was that so long ago? I know old guys like us remember, but a lot of people are like, eh.
No, look, he wanted a coach. That was the problem. And he's not a coach. He's not a coach. He's anymore. He wasn't, and he thought he was. He's on the field with a whistle. He's standing on the field, and he's in the middle of drills, and he's become a problem, and you know, and Doug Marrone couldn't get him off of there. The players don't know if he's the coach. Is he the vice president? And he didn't have really a relationship with the players other than the fact that to berate him when he was angry
right.
with them. That doesn't work. And so it just was a failed situation in Jacksonville. And you know what? The next thing that'll happen, what'll happen first? They win a Super Bowl, or Jason Lockefort becomes the mayor of Jacksonville.
I don't know. I could give everybody $20,000 down there, and they still wouldn't vote for me for mayor. I know that much. I'm like public enemy number one, because I still think they're eventually going to be playing at least half their games in London. Pete, though, on a serious note, you were very close with Tony Boselli. You covered him through his career. You've been championing his calls for the Hall of Fame, and rightfully so. I'm with you on that one. We're in lockstep there. I know you talked to him recently. He's obviously, he and his wife have been through a tremendous health scare. How's he holding up, and what was that conversation like?
Yeah, it was a scare for him, a big-time scare. And, I mean, he's a healthy 47-year-old man, and, you know, he came home from the TPC the Thursday. Remember they played the TPC that final
yeah.
day with the last sporting event, and then they closed it down on that Thursday. And he went out there, and he was out there with some people and having a good time. And he came home, and on Monday he started getting sniffles, and you know, he thought he had sinus problems or a cold or whatever. And then somebody called and said, you know what? One of the guys at your place you were around tested for the coronavirus. So he thought, okay, nothing of it. He started feeling a little worse, and he thought he was getting better, and then he got worse, and he called in, and they took him in, and he was in ICU for 5 days by himself. And the only people that could come in and see him were people with hazmat suits that were working there. So he said he sat there, and at one point they said, look, when they brought him in, they said, your oxygen levels, we need to get him, you know, going. If we can't, we're going to put you on a machine. And he wasn't sure if they meant ventilator or whatever.
Right.
And he said he sat there and you contemplate, you know, the worst possible thoughts in your mind are dying. And, you know, he was concerned. And it never got to that point. He recovered, but he said it was one of the worst experiences. And he's had pneumonia before, and he said it was much worse than pneumonia.
Wow. I'm surprised that I'm not trying to get political, but at least they're finally shutting things down in Florida, and hopefully we don't see situations in Florida like we're starting to see all around the rest of the country right now.
Well, I can tell you this, and down in Broward County and Dade County, we've been shut up for 2 weeks. I mean, they shut it up. I mean, there's other parts of Florida that haven't been shut, but Broward and Dade County and Palm Beach County, particularly Broward and Dade, we've been locked in for 2.5 weeks now. It's just the rest of the state that didn't do it.
Like, how the approval ratings of that governor right now with letting those kids down at spring break and all that lunacy?
I mean, you know, look, why would you let it? Look all over the place. Look at Texas where they had all those people on the beach. Look at Mardi Gras. I mean, Mardi Gras you didn't know, but, you know, still, it was all over the place. It was just everybody. If we were just shuttered in for 2 weeks, probably would everybody. I'm talking about shut everything down for 2 weeks. We probably would have been done already.
Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com. Thank you so much for your time, and I think you won that one.
Wow. We'll find out if he's still there at the trade deadline.
I always win with
Lockefort.
Okay, Pete. Come on. It's ridiculous. It's like, you know, it's like getting in the ring with a tomato can. You just punch the daylights out of him and walk away a champ.
I'll let you have this one, buddy. Appreciate your time, brother.
See you, guys.
Stay safe, man. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.